Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
104 Midday with Jamie and Wicket on a Thursday. Dan Weinbaum's in for the vacationing Mike Wicket. He'll be back on Monday.
All righty.
Dana and Parks come your way at 2 o'clock. We'll check in with them coming up a little closer to the end of the hour. Thanks to everybody who has texted in about French fries today. You can check our Twitter poll out. It's out on KMBZ Radio. Also, I've got it out on Jamie KMBZ. Since it's National French Fry Day, we asked, what do you dip your French fries in? Ketchup, mayo, barbecue, or honey mustard. Those are your four options.
Ketchup is by far and away leading the poll. Mayo,
as it should be,
a distant second, but still outpacing the number three and four choice.
I would have given malt vinegar as a fifth choice. Some of you would have said ranch.
Run another poll.
That's complicated. How do you?
Is it?
I don't know. How do you put them together? Can you put them together? The results?
No. It's an unofficial Twitter poll. It's okay.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to leave it at the four, because Twitter only lets me have four. So. Yes, and to everybody that also suggested where to get poutine, thank you very much for that.
Yeah, I really got to go track some of that down. I'd like to try it.
Yes. So this hour, I wanted to get into a story that broke a little bit earlier in the week about a woman that took a mental health day, and it got us asking, it's something that we kind of joke about, you know, oh, I'm going to take a mental health day, and she did it genuinely. She emailed her boss and the people that she works with and genuinely made the argument for she wasn't physically sick. She needed a mental health day. Yeah. And I'm wondering from you, because I know a lot of you are bosses, 22980 or 576-7798. Would you genuinely take a mental health day? Have you ever done it? And what do you think the response would be if you gave that as a reason?
I think it also, maybe in this modern way of discussing things, it's phrased mental health day. I think it used to be just called, I need a day off.
Need a day off, yeah.
But I need to take a couple of days off. I just need to take a couple of days off.
For a lot of bosses, they wouldn't say okay. They would say,
depending on what the job is, depending on the boss and how they manage. Yeah, true.
So her nick, like, because I've had the bosses before, this is not the situation here, but I've had the bosses before that said, unless you are close to death, you are working. In part because it was hard to find somebody to do your job for the day.
And then what happens then is you get on the phone and go,
right, then you fake it.
Boss.
Yes.
I don't think I'm going to make it in today.
Yeah. But I'll be honest, even I don't know how I would feel about calling Wicket, and for sure I'd do it the night before if I could, but I don't know how I would feel about calling him and saying, I need a mental health day. I would feel like if I was going to take a day off and not be physically sick, I would need a really good explanation for it. Like, this horrible thing just happened. And he and I were closely enough together that he'd probably know about it anyway.
Right.
You know, it's somewhere along the way he would know anyway. But I would feel like just not feeling like going into work or just being exhausted is not a good enough reason for me to give. I'd feel wimpy about it.
Well, I understand that, but sometimes you just need a break.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what weekends are for, is what your boss is going to say.
Yeah, a lot of people will say that. That's what the weekends are for. But, you know, the weekends are just 48 hours long, if that. And sometimes, depending on what your job is, depending on what you have to do, sometimes your whole brain is not there. And I saw in a comment when we shared this on Facebook the other day, I saw somebody say, I would rather somebody say, I am just going to be worthless to you today, boss. I should not even come in. I'm just going to be worthless than trying to make something up.
Yes. You know? Yes. Honesty often will win you points.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the thing is about the mental health day and her describing, I don't even know what kind of job she had, but it's some kind of,
she's an engineer, she's a software developer.
Okay.
Yes.
So they're all sitting in front of their computers doing a lot of that kind of stuff. And she, for whatever reason, needed to say, I need to take a couple of days off for my mental health and I'll be back to normal on Monday, I hope. And the boss said, okay, good. You know, we should do all that kind of stuff. The only reason why we know about all this is because she decided to share.
Right, because she got a lot of response to it. And she got a positive response to her email.
From the boss.
So her name is Madeline.
She's sharing.
Her name is Madeline Parker. She's 26 years old and lives in Ann Arbor, Michigan. She is a software developer for a Michigan-based live chat platform that helps businesses talk to customers. It has a staff of about 40. She told CNN she suffers from chronic anxiety, depression, and PTSD. And every now and then, she says, I need to take some time to focus on my well-being.
All right.
So a few weeks ago, she sent an email to her team, so everybody that she works with, that said, I'm taking today and tomorrow to focus on my mental health. Hopefully, I'll be back next week refreshed and back to 100%. Thanks, Madeline. She got multiple responses from the people that she works with, but her CEO emailed her and said, hey, Madeline, I just wanted to personally thank you for sending emails like this. Every time you do, I use it as a reminder of the importance of using sick days for mental health. I can't believe this is not a standard practice at all organizations. You're an example to us all and help cut through the stigma so we can all bring our whole selves to work. And then, yes, she posted it online and got a ton of support then as a way to try to help improve corporate culture a little bit.
Right.
And because we... Man, we don't view mental health in this country the same way we view physical health. Obviously,
no.
There's a lot of taboo associated with mental health still.
I mean, are we talking about, you know, a medical mental health issue? Mm-hmm. Or are we talking about just needing some time to clear my head issue?
Yes.
You know,
right.
I mean, because there is a difference between mental health and mental health. I think there's a difference.
Yes. And
you know, when you're sitting at your desk in front of your computer, you know, inputting data, you need a break. Maybe working extra hours, you just need a break. And some people might call that, I need some mental health time.
Uh-huh.
Okay, fine, you can call that. Mental health on the other side, that's a much bigger thing.
But is it a good enough reason to just say, I'm worn out and I can't do any more this week. Like I could.
If you can justify that you actually are worn out and show that you have been working and you're like, whoa, okay. I mean, me as a boss, I might even say, hey, you need to take a little time off.
Right. Because
just go take the rest of the day off and tomorrow off. Because your job is not system critical at the moment, you know.
Especially,
a lot of people can't because of what they do.
Especially if you get the time anyway. You know, if you've got the vacation time, if you've earned it, and it doesn't affect anybody else's life for you to take the day off, a lot of bosses don't care about the reason. I mean, a lot of times you can just, sometimes we feel the need to over-explain.
We feel guilty many times.
Yes.
That, oh my God, I'm not a martyr, you know, giving up my entire life for this job, even though I have days off.
Yes.
I can't take them because what will they think of me?
A lot of bosses don't care. A lot of bosses,
true.
I mean, I've worked for bosses that have gone off the rails for it, but a lot of bosses, if you just call and say, I am sick and cannot do the job today, that's really all they need to hear. You know, it's a bigger issue to us
and
than it is to your boss.
And if you're somebody that's abusing it, well, that's a whole different issue and that should be dealt with differently. But if you need to take a day off for whatever the reason is, you call it mental health, just call it a day off. You want to go golfing?
Mm-hmm.
And you have the ability
have
to take a day off, and it's not going to be disruptive to the workflow.
Yeah.
But and the boss says, yeah, take a day off. Then take a day off.
To me, there's a difference, though, a little bit between taking a mental health day, as they're calling it, because that's something that would come up at the last minute. That's something that you would, you know, at 8 o'clock in the morning, call your boss and say, I cannot do the job today. That's different than planning to take a Friday off to golf or something like that. You
or,
know,
like
the reason
tomorrow,
is the same.
It's like, I wake up tomorrow, I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to take the day off that I can take today.
Sure.
Do I have to justify what I'm going to be doing?
I think the point
on
is
my
that
day off?
Now it maybe is becoming more acceptable to admit the reason you need the day off is because of taking. I like that we're moving a little bit toward considering your mental health as seriously as your physical health. We're seeing a weakness in your mental health as being a reason to need time off.
Yeah.
229.
I mean, you need to get your mind right.
22980 or 576-7798. We'll get to your texts and your calls coming up next. Have you ever taken a mental health day? And if you're a boss, what would you think if somebody called in with that reason? We'll get your reaction next. It's 113 on KMBZ. 118, News 98.1 KMBZ, midday with Jamie and Wicket, Dan Weinbaum, who you just make all kinds of noises.
I was just rapping the lyrics to Run the Jewels, that because we were just listening to that commercial.
That's what that noise was over there. Was you rapping?
Wow, just very judgy today.
That's what I do for a living. Are you kidding me? That's what they pay me for,
to judge.
Make no doubt. I am here to judge your stuff over there. That's what the job is about.
Don't be judging my stuff.
I would tell you it's good if it was good.
All right.
Okay.
You know? All right.
Right now we're talking about mental health days, and a lot of you are getting. I appreciate the honesty on the text line, because I think it's easy to be on this woman's side, but a lot of you are kind of calling BS on it. But there was a woman out of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Her name is Madeline Parker, who sent an email to her team at work. She's a software developer and has a staff of about 40, and sent an email one day to her staff that said, "Hey team, I'm taking today and tomorrow to focus on my mental health. Hopefully I'll be back next week refreshed and back to 100%. She struggles with PTSD and anxiety and depression. And so my initial thought was 2 days, like 2 days, not just one day, but she took 2 days.
So when I read that, what I'm reading is that here's somebody who needs to take a break.
Yes.
Who needs to take a couple of days off. However it's phrased. And I think it's being phrased that way. One, because of, you know, who she is, the environment that she works in, this modern day of the way that we talk about certain things, and calling it and sharing it. I'm sharing with you what I'm doing. And what was she thinking, that she was trying to make a point or anything? Maybe not. She was just, I need to take some mental health days. And maybe that's in their language.
Maybe,
the way that they speak there. You know?
Right.
Because anywhere else this would be, I'm just taking a couple of days off.
Maybe she felt like she had to justify it. Maybe she felt like she couldn't just take, maybe their policy is if you're going to take vacation days,
there has to be a justification.
Or there has to be planned. You can't just do that at the last minute. And so rather than go into detail, now she could have just lied and said, I've got bronchitis or something, and can't do the job.
Or she could have told her team, I'm taking the next couple of days off. I'll see you Monday.
Right. But she is being commended for kind of making the bold statement.
By her boss.
Yes.
Right.
And by others that, her boss emailed her back and praised her left and right for setting a good example. But I think not all environments would be as receptive.
Oh,
to
not
that,
at all.
You know?
Not at all. No, because when you, for whatever reason, if you use that kind of terminology to tell your coworkers or your staff, your team, whatever, that you're taking some mental health days, there's a little bit of stigma there.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of joking around going, whoa, what's wrong with them?
Right. And then you feel like you have to explain it.
And then making you feel guilty about taking some days off.
Right. Like, just deal with it. Just, you know, just buck up and deal with it.
Right.
Like, I hate to make this job an example, but if you are having, you know, if there has been a major crisis in your family, this would be a tough job to do. I mean, if you really had had something happen, or it had a particularly horrible couple of days, this would be a tough job to come in and try to turn that all off for 4 hours. It happened once on this show where we go on the air at 10 o'clock, and at 7 o'clock in the morning, I was dumped by somebody that I wasn't serious about, but it surprised me.
Right.
And then had to be on the air at 10 o'clock.
Right.
And if I had been more willing to, I would have, this was when Zach was here, not Wicked, I would have been more honest about kind of where because my head was not in the show that day.
Sure.
I mean, there was no way, no how.
Yeah.
I was just kind of playing along and praying for 2 o'clock to get here.
And you could say, you know, I got to take a sick day, I'm out.
Probably should have just called off that day. But at 7 o'clock in the morning, somebody's then got to come in here and do this for 4 hours. That's a tough time to call in.
I think bosses are depending on, everything depends on. You know,
right.
but many times I think bosses are open to an employee saying, my head's just not right now. I need to take a mental health day or sick day, whatever you call it, for mental health, just to get your mind right, than you would think. I think plenty of bosses are okay.
As long as they can get it covered. I think that's the issue sometimes.
Well, I hear on the text line, I took a mental health day as a bank teller. My boss said, good. Mm-hmm. He didn't want me to touch the money in that state of mind. You know,
yeah.
So if your mind's not in it, depending on the job, then take the day off that you have.
Some people would say,
deal with your
compartmentalize, deal with it later.
Yeah.
You do a job, There's no one to cover for you. You know, the job is important. Put it aside for the day.
Here's one from the text line. This is why a lot of companies are just giving PTO days, personal time off days, and not breaking it into sick and vacation days. And this person continues on the text line, as an employer, you really do not want to know why. Because it opens up doors for potential claims of discrimination, if the employment would need to be terminated. So, yeah, if you've got the days off, you know, if you have to justify it with something, okay. But if you just have the days off, just, I got to take some days off.
Here are a couple of texts, though. Somebody said, sorry, I say BS. I'm a local 2090 union laborer of 24 years. Work out in this horrible heat and weather. I call in with this reason and I'm fired.
Yeah.
Call in for a mental health day and they are fired. Huh. Somebody else said, give me a break. Mental health day. People out now doing hot tar roofing, laying asphalt in 100 degree heat. She sits behind a computer. Get your butt to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Some people see this as, especially using this language in this way and the praise for it, they see it as a softening of the American workforce.
Somebody said her boss praises her now until all the other employees do the same thing. And somebody else said that, that they have a coworker, you know, doing it one day is one thing. And she took 2 days off to do this. Somebody said, my coworker has done this 4 days in a row. You know, then it starts to affect everybody else.
Oh, here we go. I'm a police officer. I schedule my mental health sick days one or two times a year. Mm-hmm. Allows me to do something fun with my family.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it does depend on who else it affects by you not being there. You know, like I would.
Sure.
And I, but again, I bring that back to just being sick. I mean, if I know it's going to be hard to cover for me, I'm probably just going to go
in. I mean, if you're sitting in front of the console and you got to, you know, keep moving the lever back and forth, and if you can't find somebody to move the lever back and forth, well, you got to go to work to move the lever back and
forth. Like, perfect example from Wicket and I was a week ago Monday, and you were here. This was the day before 4th of July.
Okay.
We both came in without voices.
Yeah.
That Monday morning, he had partied too much over the weekend. He admitted it. He had partied too much over the weekend and lost his voice.
Right.
My mother was sick. That's what I still have. And I was exposed to cigarette smoke. And we both came in. Neither one that morning texted the other to say, wow, do I sound like crap?
Right.
But we both got here and we both said, wow, neither one of us should be here today.
Right.
Like we both, and it was a little debate through the course of the show of who should have been pulled off the air first.
We were talking about that in the newsroom.
We both just toughed it out.
Should be here today.
We both sounded like junk. It was horrible, but he sounded a little bit worse than I did. And I said, next time.
You actually didn't sound that bad.
It felt like in your headphones, it feels like you sound bad and you feel like you're straining. I said, next time, call me the night before and tell me. And he said, well, I didn't want to trouble you, which I appreciate because I did the same thing. PTO, yes, is totally the way to go because that way it takes your sick time and your vacation time. Then you've got a big pool to pull from. Then also people who never get sick get the benefit of that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're rewarded for not getting sick.
Yeah.
So somebody asked, where do you all work that you don't have personal days? It just depends on how you divide it out. In Entercom,
depends
we get...
Depends on your contract, depending on what the employee handbook and contract is all about.
We get a personal day here.
Yeah.
And so, but again, I pool all that together. Like the boss doesn't care what day how you're counting it on your timesheet. It's just a matter of you not being there.
Right.
You know? So,
and we're fortunate that way. You know, other places aren't. If you aren't actually sick,
right,
you can't take that sick day.
Right.
And they won't let you. And yeah, that's an issue.
Some people are getting angry, understandably, about people's lack of empathy toward those with mental health issues. We're making progress, but we're not all the way there yet. And I think you're witnessing that. I think we're taking steps, but there's still a lot of apathy toward those with.
Well, a lot of times we criticize things we don't understand.
Or yeah, and have never been through.
And we think something might be weak when it really isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And we may not understand the terms that are being used to describe the thing that we don't understand.
Right.
Like and just, so just we suck react it up to it.
You know, sometimes it's the suck it
up, buttercup.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's an easy thing to say.
Yeah. Like, here's a good example. Somebody just texted, my wife and I are going through some heavy stuff. We're talking separation. I'm a logistics coordinator and my brain is mush today. You're distracted. I should have taken a mental health day and stayed home for sure. Why didn't you? What kept you from taking the mental health day? Text back. What kept you from taking the day off? I'm just curious to know.
Yeah.
Was it the response from your boss or what was the reason there?
Or maybe things might get worse, and so I'll take the day later.
And for some people, though, working is a good distraction from stuff that's going on at home. Some people work because it's a better alternative than to just sitting home.
And some jobs, they may give you sick days, but you're going to have to bring in a doctor's note to justify that.
Right, yeah. And what do you write down? How do you get a doctor's note
Sometimes you don't need to go to the doctor. You just lay on the couch if you have an actual cold or flu or something. You self-medicate, take care of stuff, drink the liquids, and then come in. But you have to take the day off because you're sick.
Yeah.
Now, of course, that's a quote-unquote physical ailment. Somebody texts, what the heck is the weekend for? Well, not everybody gets the weekend.
Right. Not everybody else gets. Some people work
Get 2 days off. Yeah. But maybe it's during the week. Some people only get 1 day off. It all depends.
All right. Keep these coming in. Coming up next, we'll ask about the best perks of your job. We've had some pretty decent ones around here, but what are the best perks of what you do for a living? We'll talk about that coming up.
Changing stuff.
There's Dan Weinbaum turning his mic on before he's done with the conversation.
They are changing.
1:33 midday with Jamie and Wickett. Yeah. Dan Weinbaum in for Mike Wickett, who's off on vacation this week and will be back on Monday. Dane and Parks come your way at 2:00. We'll check in with them, get a preview of their show. A few minutes before that, yes.
Oh, I was just thinking about the topic we've been talking about, taking a mental health day or a day off or whatever you want to call it for whatever reason. And just thinking about, there are so many people out there that do jobs that just do not have that opportunity.
Yes.
I mean, they'll get a day off or a weekend off or 2 days off in a row. But other than that, they really don't have those kind of benefits.
Or
they aren't able to just say, hey, boss, I got to take a couple of days off here.
Right.
And they're like, well, you ain't going to get paid.
Well, exactly it. Like there are,
or you're going to lose your job.
Or you're going to be fired.
You
cannot show up tomorrow, but we'll find someone else to do your job.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not that easy for everybody out there to sit there and text their team or email their team and go, guys, I gotta take a break.
Yeah.
I just got to take a break and get my mind right. I'll be back Monday. A lot of people just don't have that luxury.
No. But we are lucky that we do.
A lot of people do.
Here. Yes.
A lot of people do.
Very lucky.
But yeah.
We're also lucky because of some of the job perks that we get around here. And you worked in media for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Several stories out today about some of the best, just unique perks of a job. And again, text us at 22980 or call 576-7798 if you want to weigh in and make us jealous. What are some of the unique perks of your job? Let me throw a few out to get your mind thinking here.
How about mental health days?
Is that a perk?
I don't know.
Here are a few that I've seen. Several of you are saying free food. So we do company kitchen here. That's not free.
Free at all.
But at least it's there. I mean, at least
and
that option is there.
I haven't spent a penny with it.
I don't know how to use it. I don't even know how that process
it's
works down
there.
It's
all just sitting out there. I guess there's a camera just in case.
Well, so you can't just steal it.
You walk
because
by?
Because
when
it's
I
not
my
a vending
first
machine,
day here,
pull it out.
I'm walking by going, wow, this company's awesome. They've got all this food out for everybody.
No.
Oh, you got to pay for it.
You do, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
Now, we will sometimes. Food is brought in here. That happens in radio all the time. There's always junk around
there
here.
There has been more food in this newsroom and other stations right around us in this year that I've been here than in my entire career back in television.
I'm going to blame 610 for some of that because 610 Sports that we share a wall with, there's a parade of pizza and barbecue. I'm not blaming them. I'll give them the credit because they share. So I'm not complaining about that at all. A couple of other things that people have come in and said, fitness benefits. If we had a gym in this building, would you use it?
Yeah, I think I just might.
Like, would you come into work early or after your shift and...
Yeah, I probably would.
I don't have one.
If it was provided, because it's one of those things where it's an extra expense to either, set yourself up at your house or to go get a membership, even if they're getting cheaper nowadays, whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I don't have one in my complex. And I belong to a gym, but work is closer to me than where my gym is. And so I probably would, as long as, had showers and all that kind of stuff. I'd probably do it at the end of the show. I'd probably be doing it over the course of the afternoon.
Do you ever use the workout facility at a hotel or motel?
Rarely.
Yeah.
Rarely. It's one of those things that I go in with good intentions. I'm like, oh, it's here.
It's like, oh, look, they've got a workout room.
I should use
and
it.
And then
now.
You never think about it ever again.
Because I'm on vacation. And I don't care if I'm on vacation like that.
Here's a good perk from the text line.
Uh-huh.
I deliver car parts and get to listen to you guys all day. Best perk.
Well.
Aw, shucks. Thanks, 8004.
Somebody, I think, just called me Dana. Let me just throw this in. Dana, I quit listening to you a few months ago, and now I enjoy listening to you advertise on Rush Limbaugh. Glad you've gotten straightened out. I'm what? Jamie. Dana's on at 2 o'clock. Feel free to text back if you'd like. Several people in this building, including one Scott Parks, occasionally will bring their dog to work. I can think of two at the other end of the building that are always in the building. And the thing I always wonder about that is, what if there are people allergic to dogs? Or what if everybody brought their pets in every day? And for
Suck
sure there are
up.
People allergic to cats. That's pretty common.
Go get some medicine.
Or leave your stupid dog at home.
I jest.
You know?
Yeah.
Anybody else bringing their dog to work every day? Because that's kind of a fun perk to be able to bring your dog in.
Oh, here's a perk. My wife has a keg on tap and a wine wall available at any time in her office.
Where does she work? That's not a wine wall.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to start making a list of stuff to request. Let's see.
Oh, go ahead.
Free public transportation.
Oh, that's
nice. So he
says
they get free rides like on the bus and stuff like that.
My perk is I get paid every other week for showing up.
Yes, that's a perk. no official work hours. So as long as you do 8 hours a day, they don't care when you do it. Yeah, that's a big one. Definitely a perk of this job is the hours. I mean, you have to be here at a certain time, but generally a perk of this job is that a bulk of the prep can be done at home.
As long as you get the job done.
As long as you get the job done.
Yeah, there you go.
As long as you're here between, when you're on the air, then they don't care.
Here's a perk. I'm a video editor and producer for a local radio internet show. I meet and talk to lots of famous people, music and sports personalities. So there's a perk.
Have you taken advantage of, I don't know if you had this as much in TV, but the tickets that can come through a building like this sometimes? Have you made friends with the guys at the other end of the building?
Well, I've got some friends, but I've never asked.
I'm afraid.
And
I don't know why.
They haven't offered.
Well, they don't offer. I mean, occasionally the email will come out, but I mean,
I assume that those folks get hit up all the time.
That's
hey,
why
man.
I don't ask
hey,
either.
Man. You got tickets to, hey, man.
Yes, but then I will be out to drinks with Wicket and Lee, and Lee, Wicket's wife, runs a station down at the other end of the building that gets a lot of tickets, and she and I just had this conversation. She just gave me tickets the other, because she'll get tickets to stuff that people don't pick up or that nobody wants. She just gets them. She got tickets to a country star. Mara Morris was in town last week.
All right.
And playing at a casino, and I was busy that night, but we were out to drink. She's like, here, you want tickets to this? I said, I'm afraid to ask.
Right.
She's like, I have them anyway. If I don't have them, or if somebody's ahead of you, I'll tell you no. But
it's not like you're asking them to do something else to get you something.
Right. They would have them anyway.
They are available is the way that things work in radio.
Yes. Yeah,
so here they are. I'm not using them. You use them.
12 paid holidays a year. What do we get? 10?
Eight? Whatever the federal holidays are.
When I worked for Regent owned the station that I worked for in Illinois. We got everything. It might have been like 15 a year or something. I mean, every President's Day, Lincoln's birthday, we got Casimir Pulaski was a big deal in Illinois. I don't remember his history. We got that down. We had a paid holiday every month at least.
All right. Here's one. I get to bring my daughter to work. Okay.
Okay.
This person sees that as a perk. And then here's one. I think this is a perk. I've met my boss twice in 15 months.
Okay.
I'm guessing that's a perk.
That if you are texting that in, then yes.
I guess so.
Let's see.
I work at a spa and my benefits include a free 60-minute massage once a month.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Some of you work in places with major discounts on stuff we would like. You know, like you choose. In fact, you know, some people that over the holidays will work in their favorite store just to get the discount for around Christmas.
Here's one. Maybe I should get into another line of work. Text line. I work for a funeral home transport service. I'm on call 12 hours a day, 4 days a week. And during my shift, I can do anything I want and go anywhere I want. And there are some days I do nothing and I still get paid. Okay.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Somebody else said, I get 3 weeks of vacation and usually take 6 to 8 weeks off. They don't care how much time I take off.
Okay.
We've done that story before about the unlimited vacation thing, or they just don't keep track. They just don't. I'm curious to know what you do, though, that you can take
I would think
that
would have to be
off.
The type of job that, you know, in the end, the work is done. The work gets done. And if it's not getting done, then it becomes a problem.
Yes.
You know, and it's got to be a real chill kind of place where they don't have bean counters, you know, marking every quarter hour.
A couple of the others, and these are stuff that get a little more serious, but like student loan debt reimbursement or free schooling, like go back and get classes for free towards your master's and things like that. Event tickets and transportation is a big one. Time off to volunteer.
Unlimited PTO
is a popular one. Yeah. A couple of the other ones, just extra time off is a biggie.
Oh, yes. Here's one. I get to blow things up and they pay me extra to do it. Best perk ever. I wonder what that is.
All right, so keep these coming in. 22980.
EOD, something.
Yeah, keep these coming in and we'll read more of these next. It's 142, Dan Weinbaum in for Mike Wickett on KMBZ. It is 1:47 on a Thursday afternoon, midday with Jamie and Wickett. And Dan Weinbaum is here. We'll check in with Dana and Parks here just in a couple of minutes from right now. We're asking you, what are the best perks of your job? And I'm looking for some of the unusual things, you know, some of the things that not everybody gets. Like around here, people can bring their dogs to work. Although I'm going to guess a lot of people have dogs at home and don't bring them. Like, I'd love it if Wickett brought his dog in every day. If Rivers came in every day.
If the dogs are well-behaved and can control themselves.
And interact with each other okay.
Well, right. I don't care about that. It's just, so they're not pooping on the floor.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I'll just spell it out.
Thank you.
There you
for
go.
For being blunt about it.
Yeah.
For sure around here, the tickets, you know, if you take advantage of it, the tickets aren't bad. And for me, schedule, just having a job that can largely be done from home is awesome. Some people are asking, do you get discounts and stuff when you go out? I mean, no, not necessarily. No, not generally. So, 22980 or 576-7798. Let's see. Facebook will give $4,000 cash when they have a child. Just $4,000 right off the bat.
Nice.
A couple of you were texting in about what you get for Christmas bonuses and stuff like that. And somebody said their boss shells out $15,000 worth of gifts and cash at the Christmas party.
That's awesome.
Who is still doing a Christmas party? Does anybody really do a genuine company Christmas party with a Christmas bonus?
We used to at Channel 9, and they were really fun. And then they stopped.
Yeah, was that recession time that they stopped, or was that, because that's when a lot of them went away.
No, it was, I think, before that, not long before that, and if I recall correctly, I think it was just because they were building the big palace out there in Raytown.
Yeah. We do ours here on a weekday afternoon in December, I guess. Mm. I mean, I think it's sometimes it's been in January. It's and the problem doing
We should probably do a holiday party. It's January 26th. You're like, we're getting ready for Valentine's Day.
Now, it was really fun. It was at Coco Bolo's last year. Christmas. That was cool. But the problem with doing in the afternoon is that inevitably somebody's on the air and can't make it. But
I don't know why they don't just do it on like an evening, like a Friday evening.
People probably don't want to give up their Friday evening to go hang out with coworkers.
Right. Well, you know? Here maybe.
Here, you know, it's a little more fun, but yeah. In fact, they've talked about doing the Christmas party in the building and just doing it downstairs in the lobby.
They got that big old open area.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody said we went golfing last year for our Christmas party. Okay. That's kind of cool. Somebody said drinking issues. They don't do the boozy parties anymore. Somebody else said we still have a Christmas party along with a Christmas bonus and a mid-year bonus.
Wow.
Who
nice.
Are you people with all these bonuses at Christmas? That doesn't, I couldn't tell you when I've ever had a Christmas bonus.
Yeah.
I think I worked for, when I worked in Illinois, the first station that I worked for was locally owned initially. They would slip a $50 bill in a card at Christmas, and then that ended after a little while. So what are the other odd perks? What would you want as a perk, Dan? What could they give you? Like if you had found some other great job and you're like, I'll stay if you throw in some other perks, what are you throwing in the mix?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Maybe if I'm having to drive in, gas paid for.
Okay. Some people are getting that. Gas cards and a car. They can give you a car.
Gas cards. Sure. Things like that. Sure. Or, you know, some kind of transportation. Maybe a gym membership or, I don't know, or maybe just a raise in salary.
Sometimes that's all you want is just more time off. You know, just more flexibility
Time. How about this one? This is a good one. I got a Jelly of the Month Club membership last Christmas. Ha ha. From the text line.
Well, okay.
Jelly of the Month.
That's...
How many jellies are
neat.
There?
Neat. That sounds like something that was a re-gift that was supposed to go to somebody else. And okay, let's see. We get Christmas bonuses. Usually it's an extra paycheck. As your Christmas bonus? Wow, we need to negotiate a better deal around here, I think. $250 every year to every employee for a Christmas bonus. We get a bonus each quarter and at Christmas. Wow. Okay. So Christmas bonuses have not died.
There's those like a whole other world out there
that
Jamie.
We know nothing about. You with your Christmas parties and your lavish events and your, you know, all of that. We know nothing about it, but we're very grateful around here. We're very happy to have what we have. Christmas bonus of $2,000. All right. Let's see. Somebody else said, I do lawn care. We get laid off for 8 weeks every winter. When we come back, the owner makes up the difference from unemployment and a comeback bonus.
Wow.
So you get laid off for 8 weeks every year. You get unemployment. The employer makes up the difference between what unemployment pays and what you would have made, and then a bonus for coming back.
How about that?
I would take that. Yeah. Yes.
That's pretty cool. No, it's just that's a cool thing to do.
We go to Vegas once a year and we're provided spending money.
Wow.
Okay. Great. Yes.
I want to know what kind of jobs these are where these perks are happening.
Yeah.
Because they're not happening on the asphalt crew with MoDOT.
Right. Okay. So we learned the last time you were here on Wednesday that I'm not into movies. So I'm going to claim stupidity on this. And I'm going to say all this criticism is for you. Jelly of the Month was a Christmas Vacation movie reference.
Oh, okay.
Jesus, people, somebody said. How did you not possibly know that?
Oh.
You dummy.
You know how much stuff I've ingested information over my lifetime?
Yes.
With all of that?
Yes.
You know.
And that did not
that
make
just
the
did
list
not
of the really
register.
Important stuff. Yes. Some people get concierge and laundry service. And these are people, if you work in a business where you're really working a lot, everything's on site. Like, you could basically live at Google if you needed to, or at Facebook, because they'll have the kitchen there, and they've got showers there, and there's the gym. Nobody's really said childcare services, but for some people, that's a big deal when there's childcare in your building. And then there's laundry service there, or you can send out your dry cleaning.
Here's two that are good. My boss took us to Brazil last Christmas.
What?
All right. I'd like to know what job that was.
Yeah.
What kind of industry that was. And then the next one, boss bought booze and hookers for all of us.
Well, you all are very lucky. All right. Well, that was fun. Yes. All right. Thanks to everybody that texted in. Do you have
that
Twitter
escalated up? Quickly.
Can you check and see how our Twitter poll is
doing?
Yeah,
let's take a look at this Twitter poll that
you put
up.
It is National French Friday, and to have a little fun on a Thursday, I don't know how we got into that, but we asked, well, first of all, where were the best French fries in town?
Right, and then what do you dip it in?
Yes, and so we gave you four options because that's all that Twitter allows us.
Number one, honey mustard, coming in at 9%
of
the votes. So that's number four, actually. Number three would be barbecue sauce.
Okay. What's the vote there?
12%. Number two would be mayonnaise, mayo.
That can't be doing very well.
13%. Yeah. It's in second place.
Yeah.
But they're all far distant from good old ketchup. At 66%.
I'm encouraged by that. I was concerned about this Twitter poll. I thought this was going to go weird. I thought that there would be a really big following for barbecue sauce or something, just by virtue of being here.
Right.
And then I wondered about ranch, if we should have thrown ranch on that list.
Who puts ranch on their
People
their
texted
French
in and
fries,
said ranch.
Other than Travis.
Yes, Travis.
Smart people.
Oh.
That's all you use?
Ranch, barbecue, ketchup.
All together?
Maybe.
You're not mixing them all.
Sometimes you mix them up?
Sometimes I mix together ranch and buffalo sauce, ranch and ketchup.
Okay. Are you a ranch on everything guy?
Yes.
Oh,
pizza,
where did that
burgers,
pizza?
Fries.
Is that a millennial thing?
Speaking of burgers, have you ever had peanut butter on a burger?
Yes.
Ew.
And
it's good, isn't it, Travis?
Over easy egg.
Oh, yeah. Now you're talking.
Or a fried egg, whichever one.
Yes.
Peanut butter on a fried egg?
A fried egg on your burger.
Oh,
with peanut butter. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, fried egg on a burger?
Fried egg on anything
is
the way to go.
Get a fried egg and put it on some nice enchiladas.
Really?
Oh, to die for.
There's this place in Denver I went to. And
now, maybe not here.
They had a peanut butter and jelly with the fried egg burger with bacon, and it was
amazing. Wait, say that to me again?
So the top bun has the peanut butter.
Right.
The bottom bun has the jelly.
Yeah. Okay.
Then you have the meat. Whatever cheese, bacon, and a fried egg.
I once had a grape jelly burger down in Louisiana.
Yeah.
It had onions on it, so it made it kind of weird.
I'm
but
not
it was
an
still
onion
okay.
fan, so I always take those
It was
off.
All right. But yeah, New Mexican enchiladas. You know, corn stacked red chili sauce.
Okay.
And you put a fried egg on top, and it just, Oh.
Okay, yes. So I'm having a difficult time with the textures involved there. The more the soft tortilla with the egg.
Yeah.
I need a little bit of
it's
contrast.
It's a fried egg. It's fried egg is soft.
I don't know why, but I'm having you know, yolk doesn't
if
go well
with
everything.
If I could get something like that, I'd bring it in and let you try it. It's really, really good.
Yes, please.
Here's another one. Blue cheese with fries, especially if eating wings with beer. That's right. Only blue cheese.
Well, because then you're doing buffalo sauce and stuff, too. Mm-hmm. And so your wings may be buffalo wings.
I do like that
wings.
Buffalo sauce.
And so a lot of you are putting chili on your French fries. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, sure.
To me, that's more of a fork and knife kind of thing at that point. But I'm doing okay with that. Now people are telling you where you can go to get your burger with the fried egg and the peanut butter. Bourbon Barrel. That's right down the street, isn't it? Isn't that right down here on Metcalf?
I have no idea.
Pretty certain that's just a little bit south on Metcalf, so you can go do that. I'm not having the hot dog conversation, people, but I'm just going to point out that
what hot dog conversation is that?
Somebody just said, I like ranch on my hot dog sandwich. You're stirring up all kinds of stuff right there.
Well, yeah, a hot dog technically is a sandwich.
We don't have enough time in the day to sort that one out today. But, and I guess the Diamond Club
it's
at the
meat.
K. We'll do stuff
on a bun,
but it's not a traditional sandwich.
No, there's a sun outside that I just hope people burn who think that hot dogs are sandwiches.
What do you call a sub sandwich that has meat shoved inside and is just shaped just like a hot dog bun?
A hoagie.
Yeah,
but it's still a sandwich.
That's a sandwich, but a hot dog is not a
hoagie
sandwich.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!